1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Problems at United Airlines, where delays are in the hundreds due to what CBS's Chris Van Cleef says appears to have been an issue with the system that calculates weight and balance, which is necessary before a plane can depart.
This has been going on for several hours. It began this evening. The FAA confirms that the airline asked for ground stops at most of its major hubs, including Newark, Denver, Houston, Chicago, and San Francisco.
Some United mainline flights are beginning to take off, but it's expected that the delays will take the rest of the night to resolve. The Fort Stewart base in Georgia was put on lockdown earlier today when authorities say an Army sergeant pulled out a personal handgun and shot five fellow soldiers. The suspect is in custody, no motive revealed. CBS's Skylar Henry is at Fort Stewart.
The suspected gunman, 28-year-old Cornelius Radford, opened fire here on base. Essentially a workplace shooting, for lack of a better phrase, injuring five of his fellow soldiers before being subdued by other soldiers who happened to see what was going on, tackling him and waiting for law enforcement to then arrive.
President Trump says he's open to soon meeting with Russia's President Putin and Ukraine's leader Zelensky. His comment comes after U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff's meeting with Putin in Moscow to discuss the war in Ukraine. CBS's Erica Brown reporting.
In a social media post, President Trump called the meeting highly productive and said great progress was made. Still, a senior administration official tells CBS News additional sanctions against Russia are still expected to go into effect Friday if a deal isn't reached to end the 3.5-year war.
President Trump pumps up tariffs on India. CBS's Kelly O'Grady explains.
The president just signed an executive order saying that there will be an additional 25% tariff. So that would bring the total tariff rate up to 50% on India because they are buying Russian oil.
China also buys oil from Russia, but it was not included in the executive order. A new study suggests the death toll from wildfires that ravaged the Los Angeles area earlier this year is far higher than the official toll, which was 31. Study author Andrew Stokes of Boston University says there could be 440 more deaths attributed to the fires.
These deaths are not only attributable to the direct effects of the wildfires, but also people living with lung or heart conditions whose disease was exacerbated by smoke or stress, as well as indirect deaths such as from disruptions to health systems and mental health impacts.
Chicago-based McDonald's says its focus on value and a Minecraft meal boosted second quarter sales. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another Brewers victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
Yeah, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, something I always get. Somebody ran into me. But it turned out to be something deeper than that, so.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly cloudy sky. A late night shower or storm can't be ruled out as lows drop into the mid-60s, a light breeze. On Thursday, the chance of showers and storms a little greater. Mostly cloudy skies and highs in the middle 80s. Right now, it's 70.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at a wet radio park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us after the 9:30 news.
It's been too long.
It has been too long. Big story happening up in the Green Bay area. Scott Suchek is the co-owner of a residence in Sturgeon Bay, along with his wife, Stephanie. Stephanie is the chair of the GOP party of Door County and the former chair of the 8th Congressional District GOP, and he has been arrested with possession of child pornography. This is making some waves in the Green Bay area and further up north. Dr. Lyerly will be joining us after the 9:30 news to talk about that a little bit. There are many, many other things to cover with Dr. Lyerly. So that will be happening after 9:30. Hour number two, he normally joins us on Fridays. He's got a little getaway he's taken.
You know, everyone needs a holiday getaway. That's a Billy Joel reference. I just watched that documentary.
Madonna had a song about that, too.
Holiday!
Yeah. Dan Schaefer is going to be here in the 10 o'clock hour. Not going to be able to make it on Friday again. He's got a little conflict. So we will be doing lots of recombobulating with Dan Schaefer, including a revisit of something we talked about yesterday, the Bob Donovan story.
It's just frustrating. We'll talk about it more later, but yeah.
Yes, that will be coming up with Dan Schaefer after 10 o'clock. Also, in hour number two, as we always do, we will lighten it up for the last half an hour of the show for Audio Sorbet after 10:30. Chance to take a breath, clear out our brains, get away from politics, have a couple laughs.
I'm calling it the official motto of Audio Sorbet. Audio Sorbet, we clean your ears with fun.
We need that on a shirt. There's more Matt Nair on Air merch waiting in the wings. Audio Sorbet today, we're going to talk about summer jobs you had as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we get to, please feel free to send us texts and emails.
You can leave a voice note if you want.
Leave a voice note, let us know, and We'll reference them all when we get to there at 10:35. But the conversation for us before we got on the air when you asked the question was funny to me because I realized that I didn't have the, you know, that there's a certain experience in the world of summer jobs I didn't have. So yeah it's it'll be interesting. I'll be interested to see the variations because, you know, we have listeners of all ages. So
and all over the state.
Exactly. So yeah, feel free to text us your summer jobs, leave a voice note by getting on your Civic Media app, which you can download right now, put it on your device, and you can get a hold of us anytime. And you can absolutely, let's say you win some baseball tickets, Jane.
Yes, for example.
And you want to take pictures of you and your friends at said baseball game. you can do that and send it to the Civic Media app. It's really simple.
Super, super easy. Yeah. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is Smile, You're on Camera edition. Stay tuned for that. And as always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. You can use that same email address if you would like to suggest a guest for the show. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a topic in your community that you think needs more attention. If you have a suggestion for a business to highlight on Beyond the Cheese, please let us know. Reach out at janesays@civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off with this, though. Hans Breitenmoser has been a guest on our show. He's a regular on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9 a.m. across the network. And he appears in an article today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Hans Breitenmoser is a multi-generational dairy farm owner.
Yeah.
And this is from Chris Kenning in JS Online. Farmers from Wisconsin to California hit by Trump's immigration raids. What is next? Farmers say few native-born residents will pick fruit or tend cows. The agriculture worker visa program can be expensive, tough to navigate, and limited. And they say Congress has failed to act on this, for years.
Yeah. And this is a problem that we have spoken about on this show for at least a year,
if not
longer.
At least.
Hans has spoken about it on Pat's show. We've talked to Darren Von Ruden, our monthly catch-up, which he'll be here next Wednesday because it's the first Wednesday of the month he's here to give us the lowdown on everything going on in the farming community in Wisconsin. And it's just another example of, well, we told you so. This was going to happen. And your universal elegant solution, if you will, that's the new way we call a stupid idea.
Thanks,
here.
Ron Johnson.
An elegant solution is just to say, hey, Americans, go get a job.
Go pick fruit.
They're all in the fields. You'll feel good.
Now those opportunities are open to you, which they weren't before because all those immigrants were stealing those jobs. So now America, the fields are open for you. They're not lining up.
And this just in, there are no lines at all these fields for all the work available because Americans aren't going to do those jobs.
And this, to me, is yet again another example of how this administration does not look at consequences. Mm-mm. They don't look further down the road. What if I do A? What is B? If B happens, then what is C?
Yeah.
And I think we see this in all areas of the Trump administration, where they do not look ahead to what this action will mean.
Well, to be fair, it's expected. This is an administration run by a man who bankrupted a casino and
several casinos
and other companies.
Gotta work at that.
And what really has coasted him along is his name as a brand, as a valued brand, which is, whether you like it or not, that is the case. The Trump name is a valued brand, whether you like him or dislike him. We talk about him and that gives him value. So coasting his business ventures along on that has served him well, and he's using that same mode of thinking in this. It's never about, hey, we want to do this project and our outcome is X. Let's take a look at all of the reports. Let's speak to experts. Let's run some models. And then say in 3 years' time, we want to reach X. So it's all like, and even if it was something I didn't agree with, Jane, I'd be like, all right, that's long-term planning. I get that. But it's never that. It's that we are going to deport 3,000 people
a day.
Sorry, I almost said a month.
A day.
And we're not gonna have any sort of backup plan.
No,
there's no back
because it's all perfect.
It's all perfect. It's gonna be great. Nothing's gonna go wrong, Jane. Nothing's wrong.
56-year-old Hans Breitenmoser's parents emigrated to Wisconsin in 1968 from Switzerland to raise dairy cows on a small farm. Now Breitenmoser says in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he relies on about a dozen foreign-born workers, mainly from Mexico, to help him operate his 460 cow farm. Quote, if it wouldn't be for immigrants, my dairy farm wouldn't run, unquote.
Well, and also, when did his parents come here?
68.
Yeah. He is also the child of immigrants. in both situations, whether we're talking about Hans's parents or we're talking about the individuals who are working on the farm with him, we're talking about people who are doing exactly. And I mentioned this to somebody last week, and I can't remember who, but they're doing exactly what America asked us to do. They're coming here. They're working hard. They're helping their family.
Setting up businesses.
They're not, as far as I know, Hans isn't hiring any mastermind criminals who are running an underworld operation, but maybe, I mean, I don't know. I've never met Hans, but you know, I mean, like everything that's happening in this story to me is everything they wanted people to do. Come to the country, work hard, do it, quote, the right way, whatever that is. It's always changing. This is a beautiful story of immigrants helping immigrants. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Losing people who just want to, who are in many cases paying taxes as undocumented folks, by the way.
Yes.
Just look that up. Google the amount of money that undocumented folks pay in taxes because they don't want to be seen as taking. So they add to the economy with their work, with their money into the community they live in.
They buy groceries.
I mean, they... I feel like I'm having a 101 conversation right here, like 101 intro to immigration. But that's the conversation I seem like we always have to have, because everything they do goes against the most basic logic.
Yes, these are illogical moves.
Yeah.
Seems to me the Department of Agriculture estimates that of the 2.6 million people working on U.S. farms, almost 42% lack legal status. Farmers say few native-born Americans will pick fruit mm-hmm. or tend cows.
Yes.
The Foreign Ag Workers Visa Program can be expensive and limited. Farmers say Congress has failed for decades, decades, to pass comprehensive immigration reforms. This has been a can that's been kicked down the road forever. Forever. And we had a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had a deal.
Yes, we did. Last year.
And Donald Trump wanted to use it to run on it, and so he scuttled the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we are.
Yeah. And if you want to go back and go to civicmedia.us/shows and go back to the interview we did with Felipe Medina Torres. Wait, no. No, Felipe Torres Medina.
Yes.
About his book, America Let Me In, A Choose Your Own Immigration Story. I have read it. I enjoyed it a great deal. And he breaks down in very clear details on just how difficult the immigration is. It's difficult for everybody. I mean, if you are European, rich, and connected, it's not as difficult, but
there's still a lot of hoops.
If you are a poor person coming to this country to live a better life and work and make money, it is debilitatingly hard. You have to work, and you're here, and it's anywhere from 15 to 20 to 25 years to get your citizenship,
to get your papers in order.
Yeah. So these individuals who come here who want to just make a better life should be applauded, and they're doing the good work, and they're doing it to help us and their families. And again, this is a basic conversation that if I put it on a whiteboard in front of 9-year-olds, they'd be like, this doesn't make sense.
It's been a big flip on the issue of immigration in this mm-hmm. country. A recent Gallup poll has found 79%. Mm-hmm. 79% of U.S. adults now say immigration is good for the country.
Well, congratulations, 79%. Our elected representatives will not care.
35% say they approve of Trump's handling of the issue, but 79% of U.S. adults now say immigration is good for the country. And I can only imagine that some in that 79% were at some of those rallies where they held up signs saying mass deportations now. Without, again, looking thoroughly at the issue and the ramifications of these decisions.
And going back to Felipe's book, I forgot to make the point, is that to your point of it's something that's been kicked down the road for years. He makes a point of talking about that. This is not a Republican thing as far as the not solving the issue. This is a joint failure on the part of Congress.
Absolutely. For decades.
For decades.
For decades. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hard work is the foundation of the job site. Boot Barn Work and Carhartt are committed to supporting the hard workers that keep our nation moving. Boot Barn Work proudly offers a broad selection of Carhartt workwear and boots, known for durability and quality since 1889. When the work is relentless, Carhartt is trusted to finish the job. With so much on the line, there's no room for cutting corners. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A muskie lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Well, we spent months and months talking about that abandoned boat that was abandoned and left on Milwaukee's lakefront. A couple from down south apparently had planned to live on the boat. They were traveling, I think, from Manitowoc back down south to their home down south. Ran out of fuel, ended up grounding the thing, and they simply didn't have the money to do this. So we want to do a new salute to the owner of All City Towing, Jeff Piller, who is now the owner of Deep Thought. We have applause, Calvin. Let's give a little round of applause for Jeff Piller, the owner of All City Towing. Yes. Piller, when he was asked why he decided to buy Deep Thought, which is in pieces, he said, "Have you ever had something when you're cleaning out your house and you just can't throw it away?" Yes, I understand that. The auction for Deep Throat ended just after noon yesterday. The winning bid, $2,525 to Mr. Piller, who is also the man responsible who got it off the lakefront. Mm-hmm. So his company stepped up and removed this thing. They did get some help. Milwaukee County paid All City a total of $50,000 to remove the boat. But they still say we're going to take a loss.
Yeah.
This is the county faces a significant budget deficit. So it's a small part. It's a bigger issue. We have over $500 million in deferred maintenance in Milwaukee County. We'd love more money from the state of Wisconsin. But again, Well done. And thank you to Jeff Piller from All City Towing.
Deep thought. What do you get? That's the thing I want to know.
Well, he says he is hoping to auction off pieces of the boat for charity.
Okay, because that was the thing. That was the question I had was, you're not getting the boat. You're getting pieces, right? Because the boat was already falling apart.
Well, and they had to take it apart to get it off the beach.
Exactly. No, and nothing against this man. I'm glad he's doing the work needs to get done. And if they auction up, hey, if it's affordable enough, maybe I'll buy a piece. If it's for charity, I would love that.
Yeah.
But everyone kept on talking about who's going to get the boat. No one's getting a boat. It's not. It's a boat in name only right
now. It's a shell of a boat.
Yes, it's a great start.
Deep Thought ran aground between Bradford and McKinley Beaches last October. The owners ran out of fuel during a storm. Legal fees to pursue the boat's original owners, which we had asked numerous times, why can't they go after these folks? Trying to get the money from the owners mm-hmm. would actually exceed the losses.
Yeah, and also their full story was never told, so we got squirrely on this one and definitely said, you know, all right.
Thanks, John, for the correction.
We apologize.
It's Deep Thought.
Yes, it's Deep Thought.
I misspoke.
I was going to say something, but I didn't want to screw you up mid.
No, what I'm thinking about
mid thought there. Oh my God!
Clean your head.
My goodness.
Mr. Piller says, "quote It's not to make money with. I'd really like to spend the time and energy doing good things with it. I think the right thing to do is to take out a bunch of the good pieces of artwork because it was graffitied all over mm-hmm. the place." And let them be auctioned at charity events for good causes. None of this is going to be for profit.
Good. Great. And so then we salute you, sir.
We salute you. Absolutely. Nice to see someone step up. They didn't. That thing could still be sitting there.
Yeah.
Really?
And the thing was, fine. It looked cool, whatever. It didn't even look. After a while, it was a danger. It was dirty.
Well, people were jumping around. You know, eventually someone was going to get hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you all involved for taking care of it. It is now just a sweet, sweet memory. And if they do an auction, definitely we'll talk about it as well. We'll tell you where you can go. Maybe you want to put some money down, give some money to charity, and get a piece of wood from a boat that was at a place once at a thing. There you go.
I mean, to tick everybody off, but you pretty much get as much out of your share of owning a piece of Deep Thought as you do for being a Packers shareholder. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Ouch.
Ooh, that's a whole other topic. Whole other topic.
We're glad to see it, though. We're glad. Again, shout out to All City Towing, mm-hmm. Jeff Piller, who is now the happy owner, I guess, of the boat Deep Thought. That was left abandoned on Milwaukee's shoreline for months and months and months. And we thank him again and his crew for taking the time to schlep it away.
Hey, Jane.
Yes.
You know who I'd really like to talk to? Can we get him on the show? Can we talk to Joe Zepecki soon?
That's a really good idea. He's very busy.
He's very busy. So I know we have to book him out like months in advance.
Yeah, right? I don't know if he'll be able to make it. Hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll make. Calvin will make a reach. Calvin's the one with the pole.
What you guys don't understand is that Calvin is far more powerful than you understand. He doesn't just hit the ones and the twos here on the show. He also commands a network of influential folks.
Oh, yeah.
He is the influencer's influencer.
Yeah.
That's what Calvin is to us and to all.
And he controls everybody's volume. And so he's really the one in control.
And he controls the weather, too. What you don't understand is that Calvin controls the weather.
We have news coming up next, and then a little more about Wisconsin's own Tom Tiffany telephone town halls. All of
terrific.
That and much more. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. It does everything right. Knocks me out with one shot for the rest of the night. He's a real smooth. Never in a rush, and he gives me goose pimples with every single touch. Spends quality time with his kids when he can. Secure in his manhood, cause he's a real man. A lover and a fighter and a knocker knocker out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. Every time I need him, he always got my back. Never disrespectful, cause his mama taught him that. I got a good man.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
CBS News Brief. Hundreds of United Airlines flights have been delayed because of an earlier issue that prompted an FAA-issued ground stop at several U.S. airports. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
United Airlines halted departures across the country due to a technology issue. The airline says it expects additional flight delays as it works through the issue.
Investigators are trying to find out why an Army sergeant opened fire, wounding five of his fellow soldiers at Fort Stewart in Georgia. CBS's Skylar Henry.
He is 28 years old from Jacksonville, Florida. As yet to see combat, officials are still trying to get to the bottom of exactly why he decided to do what he did. They say that there are no records or incidents of note as it relates to disciplinary actions.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff meets with Russian President Putin. President Trump says it was a highly productive meeting, and he says that he might get together with Presidents Putin and Zelensky.
There's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Another Brewers victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
Yeah, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, somebody ran into me. But it turned out to be something deeper than that. So.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their role as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. The overnight, a mostly cloudy sky. A late night shower or storm can't be ruled out as lows drop into the mid-60s, a light breeze. On Thursday, the chance of showers and storms a little greater. Mostly cloudy skies and highs in the middle 80s. Right now, it's 70.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by YouTube influencer Wheezy Waiter, a.k.a. Craig Benzine, director of No Packers, No Life. Then Savannah Schindler from the Beloit Cub Open joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Galby, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, coming up a little bit later on today, 2 o'clock with the Todd Allbus Show. Todd is live from La Crosse today. This should be a great show. Fusion Voting Seminar. This is something that we've talked about, and we're going to talk about it more. But Leader Ethics wants to revive a forgotten fix for elections system, fusion voting. Join Todd today. They're going to talk about what is fusion voting, why did it leave Wisconsin, what would it do, what does this mean, all of that stuff. Going to be a great show. Join Todd today, starting at 2 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. Right now, we are joined by our friend, it's been too long, political consultant Joe Zepecki is here. Good morning, Mr. Z. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? I'm a little worried that fusion voting is like related to nuclear fusion, and we're going to be voting that way on the moon under Sean Duffy.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was more about jazz and the votes that you can't vote for in the between the spaces.
Yes, it's all very confusing, Joe. That's one of the reasons we have you on to help us navigate our way through all the confusing things that are happening these days. One thing we wanted to start off with you, Joe, was Tom Tiffany flirting, as the publications are now saying, flirting. He's batting his eyes at the potential for entering the governor's race in Wisconsin. What do you think about Mr. Tiffany?
I think he should do it.
Yeah.
I think he has the inside track to an endorsement from Donald Trump. And we know that the key to victory and success in a Republican primary in the age of Trump, with MAGAs running the Republican Party, is to have the endorsement of Donald Trump. That will bode him well. He is the Trumpiest of all of the candidates. He at least comes by it honestly, as opposed to Berrien and Showman, who are groveling to get past things they've done in their past that are not in lockstep with Donald Trump. This is who the Republican Party is now. When Trump says jump, they ask how high.
Yeah.
When he says don't touch Medicaid, it's a political loser, and Republican members of Congress go, excuse me, but sir, this bill you're asking us to vote for cuts $1 trillion for Medicaid. They just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And so he would do very well, whether or not he can raise money. My expectation is he gets into this race in the coming weeks.
And I don't want to spend too much time on this other person, because we talked about it yesterday, and it seems more like he was just trying to be relevant for a moment. But Tommy Thompson has not said no, but he hasn't said yes. But when you talk about the reckoning of your past, as far as with respect to the GOP, that's a man who has a past that almost looks liberal in comparison to where he is now, to his support and defense of Donald Trump. I mean, even if he were to run, he's got to answer for those, like, he's for mass transit. Oh, my goodness. He can't be a Republican.
Well, and Tommy Thompson is not the Tommy Thompson of the 90s.
Yeah.
He got smoked by Tammy Baldwin in 2012. He's now a loser, and Donald Trump doesn't like losers. He's also someone who is, as the Tammy Baldwin tagline said, he's not for you anymore. This is someone who has sold out to the RFK MAHA movement as they are devastating vaccines in this country, as they are running roughshod over our norms and the system. And so Tommy Thompson loves to be relevant. He's a Wisconsin legend. No one's taken that away from him.
Yeah.
But I don't think the idea that somebody who's going to be 84 before this year is over, that they're going to run a real campaign for governor and serve a full term. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be serious.
I think this is more of a vanity thing for Tommy Thompson. And as you said, Joe, he likes people. He likes being around people. He likes shaking hands. He likes that part of the politicking of it. Maybe he misses that a little bit. But I don't think this is serious.
No, he's more likely to be the referee that Ron Johnson wants to get everybody into the smoke-filled back room and take choice away from voters, because Senator Ron Johnson doesn't want there to be a Republican primary. He is on record saying he wants all of the Republican candidates for governor to get in a room by the end of this year and just decide who's going to be their nominee.
Oh, just give it to him.
Yeah, because that is apparently what passes for democracy in the eyes of Republicans these days.
And that's something, too, that with regard to what you're saying as being the Trumpiest and being a winner in the eyes of Tom Tiffany, as far as he is currently a sitting congressman, it seems like it also then allows him to not have to work as hard to campaign as the others in the GOP field, because I'm a guy, so just give it to me. And you don't worry about what I stand for and what I'm doing up in the North Woods and the Apostle. Don't worry about that stuff. I love Trump. You love Trump. Give me. I Trump every day, all day. And therefore, there has to be, he is responsible for less campaigning, if you will. He doesn't have to work as hard, knocking as many doors. He can hold town halls where it's, you know,
telephone town
perfectly
halls.
Curated, like a fine restaurant.
Which he just did, by the way. All six questions. This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. Tuesday, Tom Tiffany had a telephone at town hall with all six questions that Tiffany took coming from people who are very supportive of the one big blob of a bill. What a shock. There was no dissension there. I'm stunned.
Yeah, listen, why would he want to subject himself to what Brian Stiles got subject to? What the Republican congressman who represents Lincoln, Nebraska, in Nebraska's first congressional district got the other day, which is round after round after round of boos from people who are calling out these lawmakers on their BS, right? When a Republican stands there and says, no, we're protecting Medicaid, people know that's nonsense. We are in an era where Republicans are saying things that are just not connected to reality and the truth. And the American people know that. And our job is to ensure people are watching what they do and not listening to what they say, because those two things are always very, very far apart.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. If you're just joining us, political consultant Joe Zepecki is our guest. We're talking about Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin's own congressman, talking about throwing his hat in the ring to be governor. Tom Tiffany, of course, represents the North Woods. We talked about this a little bit, though, Joe. What does he come to the electorate and say, I did this for you? You know, he went and stood by the Blatnik Bridge, which he didn't vote for, which happened under the Biden administration. But he was happy to stand next to the bridge and go, look at what we did. Isn't this a great thing? Is it just about he can come to voters and say, look what I didn't do for you?
It's he can own the libs. He can be the culture warrior and the Trump toady who, whenever Trump does something that harms Wisconsin, Tiffany can say, I voted for that. I supported that. I mean, this is crazy that this is how we live now. But the idea that Tom Tiffany doesn't know that the tariff policy is hurting Wisconsin manufacturers and producers and our farmers, he knows it, but he doesn't care. And apparently no Republicans in Congress care, because they're not standing up and saying, stop. Even the ones who, again, say the right things, when it's time to go and cast a vote, they don't live up to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? We're going back to Ron Johnson, who told, you know, one of the shows, these tariffs are hurting Wisconsin businesses, and if they don't stop, a lot of these companies are going to have to close or go out of business. And then when Johnson has an opportunity on the floor of the United States Senate to put a stop on Trump's emergency tariffs, he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
They're not living up to what they're saying, and there is a cost to that for Wisconsin. And so that might play in a Republican primary, but whoever the Republican nominee is going to own the mess that Trump has made of the U.S. economy, of the global economy, of the chaos that is preventing any actual progress on the economy. People are struggling. We're not creating enough jobs. Inflation is rising again. Beef prices are through the roof. This is not a recipe for political success. If you mess up the one thing that voters expected a second President Trump term to accomplish, which was to improve the economy, Newsflash, the economy's not getting better. You can fire as many statisticians as you want.
Yeah.
It's not going to change the reality of what people are feeling in their lives. And that's where we are. And that's the Gordian knot, which keeps getting tighter for Republicans.
And I think it's important that we all remember as well that the implementation of some of these things has not happened yet and aren't going to happen in many cases until after next year's midterms.
Yeah, but people know it. People know it's coming.
Right, right. But again, the full effects aren't going to be felt for at least probably a year, maybe even more, maybe a year and a half once these Medicaid cuts really start kicking in. But yeah, Joe, in the interim, are beef prices going to start coming down? He's changing his mind on tariffs every day. It's exhausting.
Well, the problem that Trump and Republicans are going to have on tariffs is those tariffs are being challenged in court because Trump is using an emergency declaration and an emergency power that just does not comport with reality. And so if he gets slapped down by the Supreme Court, you know what Trump is going to do. He's going to turn to his Republican pals in Congress and say, great, do these legislatively. And then folks like Tom Tiffany, they're not going to think twice.
Right.
They're just going to do it.
Yeah.
That is the takeaway of the Trump era is if Trump wants it, Republicans will do it. Whether that's tariff policy, whether that's participating in a cover-up of the Epstein files, they are willing to, they bought the ticket, they are taking the ride, and they are happy to do so.
And I want to go back to something you just said, too, about the, quote, owning the libs. I feel like while there are still people out there who greatly enjoy it and gives them meaning in life, I feel that a lot of regular folks are getting past that fighting social media type of thing and saying, oh, no, I don't want to own the libs anymore. I want to try to own my house. I want to try to pay my bills. I don't care about your social media fights. I don't care about you calling, you know, AOC a slur and getting away with it. I want to talk about the fact that my kid can't go to college.
Yeah. I mean, that's the recipe for Democrats is like, we can't get distracted by the controversy du jour of the week, whether it's Sydney Sweeney one week or Bud Light the next. Eyes on the prize.
Yes.
This president was elected to lower prices and improve the economy, and he has not done it. In fact, the economy is doing worse. We see less economic growth, fewer opportunities for wage increases, and a tax bill that gives everything to millionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires and scraps for the rest of us, scraps to people who work for a living.
Not to mention the fact that we are now rehiring hundreds and hundreds of people that DOGE fired when they came in, and then they realized, oh, they did jobs. We need that. Oops. Good plan.
Yeah, we should probably have somebody who knows how to turn the lights on.
It's all about planning. It's all about looking long term and what's coming down the road. Yeah, they're not so good at that. The president says moving a convicted sex offender to a minimum security prison happens all the time. Does it? We'll kick that around next with Joe Zepecki. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's been a bad day. Please don't take a picture. It's been a bad day. Please. It's been a bad day.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, hello. Listen to my voice talking to you about the new Old Spice NFL collection at Walmart. Now listen to my smell. I smell like NFL stars Jared Goff, CeeDee Lamb, Saquon Barkley, CJ Stroud, and George Kittle. I smell like greatness. Why? Because I'm wearing Old Spice's new NFL collection. How can you put the greatness of the NFL into a smell, you ask? You can't. But Old Spice can. And they did. Smell like Suntal and Speed, Driftwood and Drive, Sea Tides and Toughness with the Old Spice NFL collection available at Walmart. Smell like the greatest smell in the NFL with Old Spice.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
You may have heard of the 4% rule when it comes to retirement. After you retire, you withdraw 4% of your retirement savings each year. The truth is, the 4% rule should be viewed as a guide, not as a strict rule. For example, the rule is based on retiring at age 65. If you retire earlier, you may want a lower withdrawal rate. Your lifestyle also matters. Are you planning to travel the world or spend more time at home? Consider inflation as well. A well-built strategy usually includes small annual increases in withdrawals. But you don't need to take a raise just because the calendar says so. So, stay flexible and revisit your plan of withdrawals regularly. That will give you the best shot at a secure, fulfilling retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes, James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. 855-752-4842 is the number to call or text if you would like to join the show. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you are not familiar with Civic Media, maybe you've just recently found us, which we really appreciate. Our mission here at Civic Media is to champion democracy through local voices across Wisconsin. We are a public benefit corporation, which is actually kind of unusual, and it's kind of a really great thing. If you would like to find out more about Civic Media, how you can support Civic Media, and learn more about all of our stations across the state, just go to civicmedia.us/support and check it out. Go to our website as well, civicmedia.us, and again, /support, to find out how you can help support Civic Media and our mission to safeguard democracy. Our friend and colleague and political consultant, Joseph Pecky, is here. Mr. Z, right before we went to the break, Jeffrey Epstein is dead and he just won't go away, Joe. It's really problematic. The House, Mike Johnson, let the House go home early so they could run away from having to cast a vote about Jeffrey Epstein. Nobody wants this to go away more than President Donald Trump. There was an exchange he had yesterday that just kind of jumped out at me. Calvin, I believe we have this clip from President Donald Trump. Can you play that, please?
Do you believe that she's credible to be listening to? Your deputy attorney general sat down with her recently.
Well, let me tell you, he's a very talented man.
Talking about Todd Blanche.
His name is Todd Blanche. He's a very legitimate person, very high.
He's human.
I just a very highly thought of person, respected by everybody.
Everybody.
And I didn't talk to him about it, but I will tell you that whatever he asked would be totally appropriate, and it's not an uncommon thing to do that. And I think he probably wants to make sure that, you know, people that should not be involved or aren't involved are not hurt by something that would be very, very unfortunate, very unfair to a lot of people.
That is the clip. People who should not be involved, we don't want them to get hurt. That really jumped out at me. We're talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, convicted sex trafficker, convicted sex offender, who was in prison. And then last Friday, the Trump administration moved her to a minimum security prison, which now Republicans are saying, Joe, this just happens all the time.
This is the one that's known as Club Fed.
Oh,
minimum
great.
Security.
Nice.
Yeah. The rot goes all the way down. The entire Republican Party is now complicit in a cover-up. And they have given just short of a get-out-of-jail-free card to a convicted sex trafficker and sexual abuser of children.
Yep.
Ghislaine Maxwell groomed girls as young as 14 years old and participated in violent bodily crimes against those young women herself. She is the worst of the worst. And it sure looks like the Trump administration cut a corrupt deal with her. That the Trump administration can say, we want to release the grand jury transcripts, and now we're going to go talk to Maxwell, and we're going to set her up at this cozy resort-like, spa-like minimum security prison. And then what's she going to do? She's going to object on our behalf to the release of the grand jury transcripts, which were all about trying to quell this furor over the fact that Trump and his acolytes have said for years they would release the files. They would be transparent about what Epstein did and who he did it with. And now they are changing their tune. They are covering it up. And this is not a situation where the cover-up is worse than the crime. The sexual exploitation of minors is a heinous, heinous crime. But the cover-up is what is going to cause problems for Republicans for years to come. And any Republican representing Wisconsin, Brian Stile, Tom Tiffany, Tony Weed, Fitzgerald, I'm forgetting one.
Van Orden.
They are now all complicit in preventing the American people from knowing the truth about these sex pests who targeted and harmed children, and it is to their everlasting shame.
Well, and what really blows my mind, yesterday, James Comer, who sits on one of the House committees, has issued subpoenas related to the Epstein-Maxwell thing. Yeah, he's issued subpoenas for Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. You know who's not on that list of subpoenas? The guy who cut the sweetheart deal with Jeffrey Epstein in the first place, Alex Acosta, who was then made part of the Trump administration, and he was in the part of the administration that oversees sex trafficking. Nobody wants to talk to Alex Acosta. Nobody wants to talk to any of the victims.
Trump wants this to go away more than anything else. And it's not going anywhere. There are at least three dates in the weeks ahead where deadlines for subpoenas or votes on discharge petitions, the bill is coming due. This is going to be a boat anchor around the political neck of Republicans for a very long time, particularly because there's no other good news they can point to. They can't point to a growing economy. They can't point to millions of Americans getting new jobs or better jobs. This is going to be here for a while, and it should.
Joe Zepecki is a political consultant and friend of the show. Thank you so very much. Good to see you, my friend. We'll get you back on sooner than we did this last time around.
Thanks, guys.
News coming up next. And then when we come back, tariffs and Wisconsin dairy farms. Darren Von Ruden will be here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We are the Civic Media Radio Network. Let go. It stinks around with you until the day.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Several soldiers are recovering after being wounded when an active duty sergeant opened fire on his co-workers. It happened at Fort Stewart in Georgia. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Officials say the shooter, identified as 28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford, used his personal weapon and was taken into custody after shooting five colleagues.
Thankfully, all are in stable condition and all are expected to recover.
Brigadier General John Lubis.
Sergeant Radford has been interviewed by the Army Criminal Investigation Division and is currently in pretrial confinement, awaiting a charging decision by the Office of the Special Trial Counsel.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A tech issue causes big problems at United Airlines. CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains.
Hundreds of United flights are delayed tonight because of a systems outage that has forced the airline to halt departures nationwide.